Hello, everybody. I just wanted to come on here just to say a few words about vulnerability, and it came into my mind when I thought about connection. You know, how we connect with other people and what that means. As an introvert, I find that my vulnerability is my everything. My vulnerability is my wall, is my protection. It allows me to know, kind of discern, be intuitive of who's safe and who's not safe. And I feel that because I'm not so vulnerable, like I have low vulnerability, that has caused me to be so particular on who I let into my life that a lot of people on the outside looking into what I'm doing may seem turned away. And, you know, as introverts, we automatically want to, you know, decompress on our own and be alone. And then as an INFJ, on top of that, the vulnerability that I have pushes me to discern who's okay to let in when I'm decompressing. And I just know that, you know, as I get older, I find that the group I have is smaller, which I love, and the group of friends and the people that I have around me, family members, are smaller. This has taught me a lot about who has my back and who doesn't. It's not so much if they agree, because a lot of times, even people who care about you, who love you, won't agree with you, just because what they feel is best for you is what they want for you. And it may not be what is best for you, but it's what they think is best. So if you have people who understand who you are, keep those people close, specifically those who have seen you grow, who have seen you let down your wall a little bit. And for instance, one of my close friends, Ariel, she's known me since we were 8 years old. So that has been 21 years. Oh, wow. 21 years. 21 years. And so she's seen me grow. And she kind of jokes like, I adopted you. You know, you're my introvert who I adopted, because she's very extroverted. And I find that, you know, we balance each other out. When I need a downtime, she listens. And then when she wants to talk, I open up my ears. And I think I've learned that more now, that as an introvert, yes, I need my downtime. Yes, I need to decompress. But there are times when my extrovert friends or family need my attention. And as much as they give me the attention to not be pushy and, you know, be in the way of when I'm trying to decompress, I need to learn to open up and give them my attention when they need to be extroverted. So there's a balance there in vulnerability and connection. There's definitely something linked. And as you understand who you are as an introvert, as you understand who you're becoming as INFJ, you have to understand that you have to make sure you take care of you first. But then also understand that those around you who believe in you, who are close to you, who want to see you grow, also need the same amount of care that you gave yourself. So I just want to share that with you guys, and just hope you guys are having a wonderful week. All right, friends, happy hibernation.